Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go.
I just want to briefly introduce myself. My name is Dr. Jonathan Lotson from Atlanta. And what we do in the mornings at 6:30, we get together and I just share some leadership principles and some things that we can just apply to our lives to make us better together. And so I'm going to share with you something that's on my heart for this morning. But as we normally do, let me share what we did on yesterday. And on yesterday, what we did was we talked about a leadership marriage. And we talked about how the concept of marriage in which one is committed, no matter what, that type of commitment is needed in our leadership journey. Or when you are trying to accomplish anything, you have to have a no matter what type of commitment in order to get some things done. And so the homework that we had for last night or yesterday morning, rather, it was for us to evaluate our commitment level. Sometimes we just need to reevaluate where we are with the things that we say we're committed to. Are we really committed to those things, to that business, to that ministry? Whatever that thing is, are you really committed? And so that was the task for yesterday, to evaluate our commitment to the things that we are committed to. And so let's jump right in to today, which is titled Dare Yourself. That's what we want to talk about. Dare yourself. I'm not the only one who have played when I was younger, Truth or Dare. It was a game that pretty much every child in the world has played at one time or another. And so in this game, you will, here and there, you will encounter someone who will always just say truth. You say truth or dare, and they say truth, 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 truth. I don't know if that was you or not, but you had some other ones who would just say, you know, just dare me. But sometimes those who will always say truth, somebody will push them a little further. And when they push them a little further, they will say something like, well, I'll double dog dare you to do such and such. And oftentimes, more times than not, it will push that person to do it for whatever reason, because they felt as if that type of dare really, it just provoked something in them to make them want to do it. And it was tough, it was awkward, it was uncomfortable. And the list of ill feelings go on and on and on. However, most times, as I've stated, most times they went ahead and did the dare. And so today I would like to talk to you. I want to encourage you to dare yourself to do the things that you know is going to take you to the next level, your business, your ministry, wherever you may situate yourself, to take you to the next level, wherever that next level may be. I want to encourage you to step out on faith into uncharted territory, places you've never been, but you've only dreamed about. But between you and your dream is this thing called fear. And we're believing by faith that this thing called fear, that we're going to do something with them. And so in order to bring the best out of us, it's imperative that we do a couple of things. And I want to share a couple of things that I want you to consider as you begin to start your morning on today. The first thing that I want to highlight is that you must reimagine who you are capable of becoming. You must reimagine who you are capable of becoming. Sometimes we get used to just to being where we are. We get used to being who we are. We become content. And there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. And that's not what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about getting to a place in our life in which we are content and we desire not to go a little bit further, to be better, to become even greater. And so I want to talk about that for just one second. But if you are comfortable where you are, if you are content at the stage and in the phase in which you are situated in right now, then by all means, blessings to you. However, I believe it's the job of every leader, especially every Christian leader, to constantly be intentional about growing and going to the next level. Impossible to accomplish greater things if you yourself are not becoming greater and not are intentionally becoming greater. And so that's important for us to do. And so I said a couple of weeks ago that what it took to get you here, wherever here may be for you, it is not going to be what is going to help you to get to there, wherever there is for you. And so in order to get to there, to your next, it's important that we develop. And so many times we get so consumed about the things that we can acquire in this life. But I really believe that we have to shift our minds, because it's not about obtaining so many great things, but it's more so about becoming even greater. And so we have to keep that in our minds, that we have to reimagine who we can become. Yes, the great things that are possible, that are at hand. Yes, those things are great. Yes, those things are wonderful. But it's more important to be concerned about who you are becoming. And so we have to reimagine who we are capable of becoming. And we have to position ourselves that we get there. And that what we desire doesn't stay a desire for long, but it becomes our reality. So we have to get into this phase where we reimagine who we can become, and we dream it, then it becomes our reality. Then we dream something else, and that becomes our reality. And then that phase and that cycle goes on and on and on. Okay, and so we must reimagine who we are capable of becoming. Because to go to the next level, you must dare yourself to take whatever step is necessary in order to do that, to become that. And so we have to make sure that we are willing to dare ourselves to step out on faith and to become even greater. Another thing I want you to consider is I want you to reimagine who you are able to reach. I want you to reimagine who you are able to reach. It's no longer okay just to have a shallow goal. It's no longer okay to just be content with where you are. It's no longer okay to be to have this thing inside you that you cannot do something, or that you cannot reach someone, or that you cannot reach this industry, or whatever, wherever you may find yourself. It is not okay for us to have that mentality. And the truth of the matter is, we must get prepared now, because we're going to dare ourselves to do this and to step out on faith. So we must prepare ourselves now to be surprised. We have to prepare ourselves now to be surprised, because if you dare yourself now to reimagine who you're able to reach, listen, I promise you, you're going to surprise yourself, because you're going to be able to reach it. We have to know that the things that we desire, especially people of faith who may be watching, that there's so much power in having faith. And so you might as well go ahead and get surprised, because the things that we believe can happen, watch and see that they will happen. And so many times we, especially leaders of faith, we say that we are people of faith. However, we have to allow our faith to work. Faith without works is dead. And so that means we have to make sure that we're working it, and we have to make sure that we're doing all that we can do. Because once we do all that we can do, we'll be able to reach people beyond who we could even imagine to reach. And so if your business, if your industry, if your giftings, if it is in the service department of serving another human being, you have to be ready, because there is a need. And we talked about a couple of weeks ago that all leaders, you are in position to meet a need. And if you're not meeting a need, you have to reevaluate your leadership. And so if we are trying to meet a need, then that means we need to expand our reach so that we can help as many people as we can. And so you have to go ahead and get prepared now to be surprised, because once we dare ourselves to step out there and have faith, it will come to pass. And so leaders, we have to get to a place, entrepreneurs, anybody who's watching right now, you have to get to this place in which you stop doubting yourself. I know I'm not the only one who's ever done it, ever experienced it. You have to get in your mind that from this day forward, that you are not going to doubt yourself. I promise you, you don't have to worry about that. There's going to be some people out there who's going to have that covered, who's going to doubt you, who's going to say that you cannot, that you will not, that you it's impossible to reach. To add to that, you need to go ahead and make sure that you are going to be confident and that you're not going to doubt yourself. And so one way to overcome doubting yourself is to dare yourself to just do it anyway. You know, you may be afraid, but I'm going to do it anyway. I may be nervous, but I'm going to do it anyway. You have to get to a place where you're not going to doubt yourself or to allow anything to stop you from doing the things that you know that you are supposed to do. There are certain things, of course, we don't know everything, but there are some things that we do know that we ought to do. However, if we do not have the courage, if we're doubting ourselves, we're fighting against our emotion, we're fighting against our morale, we're fighting against our own success. And so we don't need to doubt ourselves. We don't need to add the weight of going against ourselves. We need to be trying to use everything that we have to push ourselves forward and to do all that we can do. And so when leaders dare themselves to step out on faith, to step out into uncharted territory, to do the unknown, to do great things, once they do that, they will understand that what they dreamed of will become their reality, that the people they desire to reach, that they will reach them and more. And so we have to keep that in mind. So great leaders, and I want you to really listen to what I'm about to say now. Great leaders are not persons who mysteriously are exempt from fear. Great leaders are not persons who get a pass on fear and that they never experience fear. But great leaders, they experience fear and they dare themselves to do it anyway. Despite fear, between them and their dream is fear. And they don't, you know, we don't tell fear that they're going to rule over us. We don't tell fear that it's going to control our lives. We don't tell fear, watch this. We don't even tell fear that in order for me to succeed, you have to leave. No, we tell fear, listen, if you're here or not, this is what I'm going to do. And so we have to keep that in our minds. We have to keep that in our hearts and spirits, that if we're going to do great things, we have to dare ourselves to do it sometimes, because fear is a vicious animal. Fear, it can attack you, it can clutch you, and it can hold you down, suppress you, oppress you. And if you're not careful, fear can even make people depressed. But I want to encourage you to let you know that you're going to have to dare yourself to do it. That type of, when that double dog dare you, when that thing was heard, it made us do it even though we were uncomfortable. It made us do it even in the face of fear. And that's exactly what we're going to have to do to get to that next level. Even when fear is present, we have to say, okay, you can stay if you want, but I'm going to go on and do great things. Watch this anyway. And so I want you to keep that in your mind. And I hope and pray that you've heard something this morning that encouraged you, and that concept of daring yourself, that you adopt it and that you do it. And sometimes when we think too long, and I'm definitely not against thinking and processing things. However, we know when something is completely foolish and something we should not do. And we also know when we should do this, but we're afraid. And so we have to be open. We have to be honest with ourselves and state where we are. And because when we state where we are, then we can deal with it accordingly. So when we state where we are, the truth is I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I do not know what's next, or whatever the case may be, then we have to realize that fear is present and that it's wise for us to do it. And even though fear is present, we're going to tell fear, we're going to press on and do great things anyway. The final two things that we do in the morning session is we give a little homework and then we end with a prayer. And so today, the homework for us today is going to be to simply dare ourselves. So dare yourselves to reimagine your future and pursue your goals despite fear. Okay, that's what I want you to do. I want you to consider that. I want you to dare yourself to reimagine your future. And then I want you to pursue your goals despite the fear or despite the fears because I really believe that when we dare ourselves to step out by faith into uncharted territory and into the unseen, then great things are just bound to happen. So I hope and pray that you will do that and to take that in consideration. And now let us pray. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time, this moment to share. Thank you for those who joined me. Thank you for those who shared. Thank you, God, for those who I pray that you be with them and that you strengthen them. I pray, God, that from now on, that fear does not have its clutch on them. Those who are watching, I pray that they dare themselves to step out on faith, to do it in the midst of when they're uncomfortable, to do great things in the midst of fear, to do great things that even when they are nervous and uncertain. Help them, God, to understand that faith is being able to step out on seemingly nothing. But help us, oh God, especially our believers, to realize that we're not stepping out on we're not stepping out on nothing, but we're stepping out on word. And so when we step on your word, we have a surety that we're stepping on good ground. Help us, oh God, to dare ourselves to step into the uncharted territory by faith, believing that you will bring us out. I declare and decree that today we will be blessed. We'll experience uncommon favor. We'll be able to experience blessings on blessings. I'm believing and trusting in you that you want to do great and marvelous things in the life of those who are watching now, those who will watch later. And God, I'm believing and trusting that you're going to do great things in my life. God bless us all day long is my prayer. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Again, thank you all so very much for joining me on this morning. And I hope that you'll join me on tomorrow morning and every morning at 6:30 in the morning as we start our day with leadership and some inspiration, because it's time for us now to demand our day and to demand that we will be great and we'll be all that God's called us to be. All right. Peace and blessings. Have a wonderful and marvelous day.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.